SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
.159, Lisi in the cockpit, flying solo tonight. Carver out. I think he's running the bases with the kids tonight on Citi Field. They're rounded first, they're rounded second. They're coming for home in the slop. Down the stretch they come. He's just out on assignment. He'll be back on Monday night. Make no mistake about it. We have you locked and ready and loaded for the weekend. Quick updates in regards to the NBA. Knicks and Pacers tied in Indiana right now. 4 minutes left. Pacers tied with the Knicks 46 apiece. The hockey, I decided to jump in. I'll give you my selections in a couple of minutes. Boston trails Florida after 1-0. Panthers do have the lead, and they do have, I believe, the in-game favorite line. Let me just give you an update right there. For the Panthers, they are -340 on the money line. I took a shot on the Bruins, +250. Have them to win the series, but I also think they could step up here down 1-0. I know they got blown out in game number two. I think a bounce back here in terms of this situation. Total is 4.5 at -196 to the over. I'm not going to touch that. Maybe Marshawn and the crew could get going here at home. They trail 1-0. +1.5 goals is only -130. So we'll keep an eye out for that. In-game Nick total right now. Remember, they blew through both of those in games 1 and 2. Now in Indiana, a little bit half court, a little bit slower tempo. 223 is the hook. -115 to the under. And the Knicks clinging to a 1-point lead with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. They are now still dogs, the Knicks are. +4.5 on FanDuel, +162 on the money line. Pacers are -210. -4.5 at -108. So we'll keep you up to date on that. We do have some other games tipping off later. Baseball, I did take a shot on 2 overs. Milwaukee and St. Louis, I'm on that total. Over 8.5 at -114. And then Texas comes strolling into Coors Field. And those big bats from Big Texas, I think, are going to break out in a big way. 9.5, yeah, why not? 10.5, sure. 12.5, we love it. 13.5, I'm in at +420. So we have the ladder up in regards to Colorado. 9.5, 10.5, ham. We have it across the board. Me and Hit Burbell holding it down. Now, he's been getting rave reviews, Mateus has, with the intros, the music coming in. But I don't know if I heard this song. Ba-ba-ba-ba, she's the greatest dancer. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Mateus, see what you could do for me on Disco Friday night right here on the grid. We got the strobe lights going. We got the disco ball rolling here. We're going to sprinkle in maybe some college football. If I'm in the cockpit, we're talking at least 1 or 2 segments throughout the show on college football and the NFL. I can't talk about the golf for an hour. I can't talk about the garbage NBA for an hour. I can't do it. Hockey, maybe. Yeah, I can do it. I'm amped up for the Florida-Boston series. But I need to sprinkle in for the weekend college football and the NFL. We're about 105 days away from college starting. NFL will be opening up OTAs in late June, early August. That's what early July. That's what it's all about. And we have to start to wet the palate as it relates to futures markets in both college and pro football. So we'll get you locked and loaded in that. I did want to give my takes in regards to the series that played out last night. Was very impressed in regards to the Mavericks. They stepped up in a big way. They got that victory. They evened the series at one game apiece. Luka finally made an appearance, was consistent. That was big in regards to that. Because, again, if they were to lose that game with a hot OKC, then all of a sudden they would be up against it down 2-0. We do have Dallas and the Mavericks and the Stars to win both West respective conferences in the hockey and the NBA. Dallas got the victory in the basketball. They also got the 5-3 victory as it relates to the Dallas Stars over the Avalanche. So two big wins for the state of Texas yesterday, and I'm very happy because we're looking good. Got 4-1 for the Stars to win the West. Got a 13-1 ticket on the Mavericks to win the West as well. Now, I do believe that if the Mavericks get through OKC, and I still believe that their backcourt over the course of this series will catch up to OKC. And that's not to take away from SGA. That's not to take away from the dominance of the Oklahoma City Thunder throughout the playoffs and how they dominated the Pelicans. But I've said it, and I'll say it again. I was not impressed with McCollum. He had a very inconsistent series. I believe the backcourt is much better and much more experienced with Luka and Kyrie, and that is why I do believe that catches up with the Thunder in terms of this series. I think Dallas can win game 3. I think they could potentially win game 4 and then really put the pressure on OKC to potentially step up or close it out. Wouldn't be shocked, and I'll say this, I know a lot of people think I'm nuts, but I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas wins the series 4-1. I really believe in the Mavericks. Call me crazy. It's just a hunch. I'm going with a little gut and feel, a la Joe Girardi. He got chopped. I'm not. I'm going to step up and make sure I will the Dallas Mavericks to the Western Conference Championship. As it relates to the Stars, Ottinger finally came through in a big spot. Because you remember in game 1, he was up 3 goals to nothing. And then all of a sudden, he got comfortable. He started letting easy goals in. And all of a sudden, the Avalanche stole game number 1. Yesterday, they stepped up. Finally, they got the victory 5-3. Their coach did call out the Stars in regards to, you know, productivity. Finally, we got some big sticks that got it done. They jumped out with a 3-goal second period to put the pressure on. They were up 4-0, never looked back. Now, they did allow 3 goals in the third period. But, again, because Colorado trailed by 4, they were never in striking distance for much of the third period. So, again, I still think Dallas is the more superior team. I think when you look at the overall Stanley Cup, in terms of what we have, I think the Eastern Conference is the Rangers and Boston. I think Boston does prevail. That's going to be a fantastic series. And I do believe it's Edmonton and the Dallas Stars to battle it out. And that's going to be a fantastic Final Four. Ultimately, I'm banking on, I'm sitting on a ticket with the Boston Bruins at 12-1. But hey, we'll see how it plays out. It would be great for New York. I mean, if somehow, some way, the Knicks battle these injuries, get through the Indiana Pacers, and you have the Rangers close out the Carolina Hurricanes. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about 1994 reminiscent all over again? Mike Richter, Messier. You want to talk about, you know, just having Pat Riley, Oak, Mason. That was the heyday of the Garden. Well, if the Knicks and Rangers can win these series and close it out, you want to talk about hype in terms of the tri-state area, baby. Ho-ho! We're just getting started on Carver and Lisi. We're locked and loaded. Don't turn that dial. We're coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lisi flying solo tonight. Love it. There you go. And now I did get on X, my great partner, Mike Carver, tweeted out that he is in the nosebleed seats in right field, Matias. He's out there with the kids in the slop and the rain. He gave me the stand shot, right? And I texted him and I tweeted back to him, put it with the golf. A little toasty, Carver, huh? You want a little toasty? How about that? Toasty was in the mix, by the way. I think he was third in the first round. Carver couldn't wait to tell me that. I got to see where he is. He probably fell off the grid in round number two. But they're underway in regards to the hockey. Florida now still clinging to the 1-0 lead, just underway about 3 minutes in. That updated line for you in regards to the Panthers and Bruins right now has Florida minus 340, and I took a shot on the Bruins. I did it the other night. I'll do it again. They're at home plus 250. I took the 250 with the Bruins with the over 8.5 St. Louis and Milwaukee and over 12.5 Texas and Colorado. Do you like that, Matias? Do you like Boston to potentially bounce back? Maybe at home, maybe we got a shot.
I do like them to bounce back. I wouldn't mind betting that live right now, Joe. And I am I'm also on the Canucks to win tonight at home. Gabe is at the game, so I'm
excited.
The Canucks have a big game. Also, Patterson to score a goal in that Canucks game at plus 250. Let's go.
And now, let me tell you about that game, because that was the last time I was on air. I was off last night. Carver's off tonight. The Edmonton game the other night cost, I believe, Carver and I some money, because I had two legs of a three-legger in, and I needed Draisaitl to score plus 135. They had four goals within the first two periods, and Draisaitl had two assists, and he didn't get it in there. Okay, so I'm upset about Draisaitl. Now, this is what typically happens, Matias, with this garbage Edmonton team, because when I bet Draisaitl, then it's Hyman or McDavid, right? Now, because Draisaitl burned me, I'll go back to like McDavid or Hyman tonight, and Draisaitl will have three goals. I guarantee that's going to happen. What do you think Draisaitl is for two goals tonight? He's plus 850. Carver was on that the other night. He didn't come close. McDavid is 9-1 for two goals, and Hyman is 8-1. You know what they say, right? Hit the one in the middle. So that would be Draisaitl. Should we do it for two goals? What do you think?
Joe, I'd rather play all of them. I'd rather play Draisaitl to score. I'd rather play Hyman to score. And I'd rather take McDavid over shots after all the talk about McDavid not getting a shot in his previous game and you know, all the hoopla that came with the McDavid stuff after game one. I would actually love to play them all. McDavid over shots, Draisaitl to score, and Hyman to score.
Well, if you want to take a shot on one goal, right, Hyman is basically the favorite at plus 115. McDavid is plus 125, and Draisaitl has the same number that he did in game one at plus 135. Now, am I correct? And I heard Gabe talk about this in regards to Coast the other day. Is that Vancouver now has beaten Edmonton five straight, right? Once in the playoffs and four in the regular season. Is that correct, or is it higher than that?
No, that's correct. That is correct. They swept them last year, or excuse me, they swept them this year, and then they beat them in their previous game in the year prior. So they've had their number for quite some time, and I gotta say, them blowing that lead in game one is wild stuff, right? Like you want you think, you know, you wonder how a team's going to respond from giving up a lead like that. But then I thought the same thing with Dallas. You know, Dallas blew a 3-0 lead in the first period to the Colorado Avalanche in game one. They lose game one. And what do they do in this game? They put up 4 goals in the first period, I believe, yesterday. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to say that. I'm actually thinking that Vancouver comes out hot today and doesn't make the same mistake that they made in game one, which is give up that lead. But I just wonder about that goalkeeper, Joe, because right before I messaged Gabe, I thought to myself, man, this goalie's giving up a lot of bad goals. And he's a third-string keeper, you know, for Vancouver. So he's a big question mark for me. It's like, how does he play today?
Well, I was going to go to that, and that's Silvos, right? Because FanDuel, and maybe you want to reach out to Gabe, because it doesn't look like Edmonton is sure their goalie tonight, because they're not listing a goalie prop outside of Silva, Silovs. Is that how you say it? Arthur Silovs? He's the only one that you could bet a goalie prop on tonight. Its total is 25.5 juice to the under at -130. So here's the thing. If you think Vancouver's going to win like you do, then why don't we take a shot? I'll take a shot since he's the only goalie we could play. You want to take him for 29 saves tonight? You got to believe that. Here's the thing. Here's my methodology. Even if you think Edmonton is going to win, they're going to pepper this guy with how many shots on goal, right? Because they scored 4 goals last time and they still lost. So now they're going to go pedal to the metal. So even if he lets up 5, maybe he could save 30 of those. What do you want to take a shot? You want to take either 29 or 30 saves. 29 is +205. 30 is +265.
Let's do it, Joe. Let's do it. I'm with
Get
you.
Get in there! What? Oh!
Let's do it, baby. And you know what? I followed your lead yesterday because I took Georgiev over the saves on Colorado, and he went over, and I took it just for you.
We're coming right back. We'll keep you updated on the hockey. Boston is threatening on the power play. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's it. Burn, baby, burn. I need Swayman. Or is it Ulrich? Who's in goal tonight for the Bruins? I need them to burn down Florida tonight. We were on the power play. We were peppering Bobrovsky. I keep saying that he's the weak link of the Panthers team. I'm not sold on the Panthers this year. Not a knock on them. I was on Tkachuk and that team. I brought them and willed them to fruition last year. I just can't do it. Too many mushes are on them this year. I'm willing in Boston, but I need a little life. Where's this Marchand that everybody builds up as this blue-collar guy? And I call Bobrovsky a rat because he's got more holes than Swiss cheese. If Marchand's a rat, I need him around the pipes, Matthias. I need this guy to screen. If he's so blue-collar, he's not getting dirty enough.
What? Did you take Swayman over a safe prop?
No, I missed it. I was out. Why?
Because they're peppering him. You're right, man. Right now, the Boston Bruins are being outshot 18-4. But Bobrovsky's only had 4 shots against them. He has 4 saves. Swayman has 18 saves. He has 18 shots against them. And he's given up 1 goal. You know, Bruins right now down 1-0 with 12 minutes to go in the second period. But, man, they got to step it up. 18-4 on shots, Joe. Are you kidding me?
This is a problem with this team. Now, I've been watching. I'm not a guru. Okay, I just know, you know, gut and feel, and I know game flow. And I've watched the playoffs throughout the Florida series and the Toronto series. And this was typical of the Toronto series in terms of game 6. They had like 4 shots through the first 2 periods. They were absolutely sitting back, more like playing possum. You can't do that with Florida. The longer that Florida attacks, all of a sudden, you know, they have 1, they're going to get 2, and then all of a sudden, there it goes. You can't play tight games like that. You have to be somewhat aggressive. And Boston, to me, is completely taken out of their game plan. They're playing at home. They should have the 18 shots, and Florida should have only 4. But it's the other way around. Florida has completely taken them out of the game plan, and now the crowd is non-existent. We got to get an elbow into somebody, kick it it up a notch. And where are these guys? They're loafing, Matias. I'm upset. I'm really upset because they match up well against Florida. If they could just score some goals, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm upset.
Well, fortunately, Joe, there's still time. You know, that you still have 30 minutes to change it around. It is 1-0. You know, them being, you know, their butt kicked like the way that they are right now, you know, through a quarter and a half or a period and a half, excuse me. You know, you're lucky it's only 1-0. So, you know how it is, Joe. You could turn around a 1-0 game just like that. But then again, they have to start getting the puck at the net if that's what's going to happen. Right now, the Knicks are down 5 at halftime against the Pacers, 63-58. Alex Burke having a good game today for the Knicks off the bench. Joe, talk about a guy who hasn't had any minutes, and here he is stepping up 4-for-4, 2-for-2 from 3, 13 points. It's because of him that the Knicks are even in this game, a guy who has no minutes, all playoffs.
I'm going to take a shot because I got a free token. Okay, you're going to think I'm nuts here. They don't let you do it. Let me tell you, the fact that the book, get down, butterfly man. The fact that Boston hasn't moved off this 260 leads me to believe, Matias, that they're going to break through somehow, some way. The fact that they are getting outplayed completely, 18-4, and the line hasn't adjusted in any capacity whatsoever. Get in there! Oh, could you see that? We almost broke through. We're going to break through, I'm telling you. That line has not adjusted. The algo is suggesting that Boston's going to break through. I just took them at plus 255. I just took them. So if you want in, jump in with me. I'm on Boston money line. I think they win the game outright. Now, I feel that good about it early and often. I will say, are we going to jump in on the Vancouver goalie? You can't parlay it, which I don't understand. I try to parlay the goalie with 29 saves and Draisaitl at plus 135. They won't let me do it. All of a sudden, they're getting stingy with these prices. I don't like it. Not good. When we come back, we'll get you locked and loaded for some NBA action right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh! Yes, we're changing it up. Friday nights on the grid, discos. Break out the white capizios. Break out the jean shorts for summer, baby. We're kicking it up right here on Friday Night Carver and Lisi. 1-0 Florida and Boston. Matias and I are on the money line for the Boston Bruins. I have plus 255 and 260. Matias jumped in, I think, 235. We're peppering this Bobrovsky now. He doesn't know where to turn. And great, that was a great intro, Matias, with Pacino, with the rats, because that's what Bobrovsky is. He's nothing but a rat, and we're going to take him down right here and right now. Great call by you.
We're building a rat ship around here. You know what, Joe? I also took the under 4.5 at minus 140 about 2 minutes ago in this game. So I love that play right now, considering still 1-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second period. Under 4.5 at minus 140. Let's go.
Yeah, I love the momentum. The whole second period, at least the second half of the second period, from about... Look at this. Oh, get down. What a save. Oh, the glove. Swayman saved Boston's game right here. Look at this save with the glove. The Olay. How about that? A 2-on-1 stopped stone cold. How about that, Panthers? Our goaltender's kicking it up. You're not getting past us tonight. Look at that with the glove. Oh, I love it. I love how I'm into this. Oh, he saved us big time right there. The glove. You can't get past the glove. Oh, so now quick.
Reminds me of Julie the Cat from the Mighty Ducks Part 2. Let's go.
That's it. The glove, the Olay. And he gave the Olay like he showed it out, like almost like, you know, the catcher framing it on strike three. He kicked it up a notch. That's the thing, too. If you're a goaltender, you need a little flair. It's like riding a bull. okay? The bull can't knock you off if you're given the arm movement, right? It's all about the flare. You got to keep that on the bull, right? Same thing when they come in on a two-on-one. You save it with the glove. You just don't put your head down. You give the ole. Make them know they can't get it past you. That's what it is. Now, I will say, I'm sweating. I'm into this game. Jalen Brunson trying to will the Knicks back. Problem is, he's only got 13 points. Is it the foot? Is it the back? Is it the fact that he's played basically 45 minutes for the last 26 games of the Knicks season? I don't know. He's 100% from the field, 4-4, and 2-2 from three-point land, but he's only got 13 points. So if the Knicks are going to get back into this game, Matias, they need to step up. About 10 minutes left, they trail by 9, and you brought it to my attention. Halliburton again on fire, right? 6 points in game one. He breaks out with a 31-point performance and 7 threes in game two. Carver and I called that. He led, and you told me that he has 5 threes in the first half. So if he plays like that, there's no doubt that Indiana potentially, if they win game number three, they could potentially steal the series here.
Yeah, Joe, you know what? I was about to say that. I think the New York Knicks are in trouble, and Carver alluded to that earlier yesterday by saying, you know, without Mitchell Robinson, with that injury, but also OG Anunoby, it's some heavy lifting there for the Knicks, and we don't know how severe that Brunson injury is with his foot. I know that he's still producing today and having a good game, but to sit out a full quarter, you know, and not come out of the locker room, like, you know, that must be something that he's dealing with at the moment. It's just the Indiana Pacers are playing like a complete team right now. Not just that, finally they get Miles Turner chipping in some points. You know, Miles Turner has been a dud so far in this series. You know, Hartenstein has had the best of him, but today Turner, 5-for-7, 1-for-2 on threes, 16 points, 4 rebounds, you know, showing up on the stat sheet for a change. And obviously Halliburton just taking off, you know, and you know who always plays well and you could depend on him right now is Naismith. You know, their small forward Naismith, he's been killer from three-point land. Very consistent. Today he's 2-for-2 with 8 points, but you could always count on him, you know, making that corner three right now. They're hitting on all cylinders, Joe, and Siakam only has 12 points. So Siakam hasn't had to do any heavy lifting. It's been a whole team effort for Indiana tonight.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, here, they've done something here with these live player props and quarter props. They did this for, like, the Final Four and March Madness. If you like Naismith, for him to score 6 points in the third quarter, it's plus 580. For him to score 8, it's plus 1260. So the only problem is, I mean, it's hard to break it down. You're going to have to go through the play-by-play in the third quarter and see if he scored, right, Matias? Because let's say he's got 2, or let's say he has a 3. If he has a 3, I'll take a shot that he hits a 3-ball. I mean, you know, with what do we have, about 6 minutes left? You want to take a shot on one of these? I mean, let me see what else is juicy.
I wouldn't take the Naismith right now.
How about Josh Hart? How about Josh Hart at plus 880 to score 10?
In the third quarter?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't mess with that either. He's only had 3 shots in this game so far. I wouldn't expect him to start taking crazy shots considering he's only had 3 field goals in the entirety of the game. And the thing with Naismith, when I see that number, I just see them saying, how many 3-balls is he going to hit? Because that's what he does. He stands in the corner and he takes 3-balls. So if that's his number, man, they want him to at least hit 2 3-balls and maybe a layup. That seems like a bit much considering he only has 8 points right now. So if you want, no, I don't like that, Joe. I don't like that one bit. I'd rather go with the heavy lifting. Why not keep hitting Halliburton? Why not take DiVincenzo, who has 14 shots instead?
Well, DiVincenzo just made a layup. He went to the floor. He was a little injured. Knicks trail 67-60. I was just looking through the play-by-play in the third quarter. So the only players on Indiana to score is Miles Turner. Actually, Turner made both. So he's got 4 points for the Pacers right now. I'm looking to see if they hung anything on Turner. They don't have a Turner number in the third quarter. It's anybody. Well, actually, they do. 8 points for Turner is plus 104. If you think he's going to continue with 10, it's plus 255. See, I think they're sucking us with that. You want to take a shot? Let's take a shot on Josh Hart. Because if Brunson is hurt And DiVincenzo now just went down. It's plus 920. 10-1. 10-1, Matias. Come on. Take a shot. A happy meal. Josh Hart to score 10. Come on. Take a
ride. How about we take his over on threes? How about we take his over on threes?
I'm going to take a shot. You take the threes. I'll take Josh Hart for 10. All right? Just to talk about it. Just as
the
a
Knicks
wheel
back
play.
In this game now, Joe. 66-69.
All right, 3-on-2. Oh, we missed it. Come on, Boston. We are attacking this Bobrovsky. Are you watching this? This is this Bobrovsky.
I am watching it, but you know what? You're 30 seconds in front of me, so you're giving me the play-by-play, and I get to see the repeat.
Oh, no. We're in trouble. Here we go. Blood. Oh, boy. Here we go. A stick to the face, and the guy's selling it too. He's like, get up. You got no blood coming, Lorenz. No blood coming. He's trying to show the ref that he's got blood coming under the lip. Nothing under the jersey, and rubbing his. We got a power play for Florida right now. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Not good. All right, we'll see. We got to hang on. You got to be a believer. Be a believer. We're coming back. Carver and Lisi, baby. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got 3 minutes left in this power play.
It's okay, Joe. Well, you know why? Because we got the hot goaltender. We got the hot goaltender, baby. Let's go. Swayman, the glove. Yeah. Let's go.
Look, the human glove. He's the human garbage disposal. Everything that comes in doesn't come out. How about that, Kachuk? Oh, I tell you, if we can get through this 3 minutes, you know what a boost? I would put out all my tough guys, if there are any on Boston, just start muscling, banging the boards. Let's get a little elbow, a little body English, and let's try to sneak one past this Bobrovsky. Because I'm telling you, he's sitting back fat. This guy's a rat. I'm telling you, I've never been a believer of Bobrovsky. That's why they didn't win it. These refs, too. Get out of the way. You watching this? We're getting 2:30
left. I am watching it, Joe. You know what? All I see is Swayman looking confident under the post right now.
You just put the kibosh. We're down 2-0. Oh, man. Right until, this is what happens now. We're down 2-0. We're smashed. Smashed special. Play some tunes. Get some disco. Give me the strobe light. Whoop. Burn, baby, burn. Where's you dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me. Now, where's Marshawn? Where are all these guys and all these cats that are big-time players for Boston? Unbelievable. You give a team a five-minute power play, what do you expect? The guy's behind a firing squad there. It's ridiculous. Indiana now only up 6 with about 6 minutes left. Brunson and the Knicks playing very well. Let me give you the in-game number. I'll give you the in-game number, too, in regards to Boston. I tell you what, Matias, they have to cut it to 2-1 in order for any type of momentum. They can't go into the third period down double digits in regards to 2 goals. Got to be 1 or it's got to be tied. We have to do something to switch it up. We're getting absolutely abused right now in regards to just, where we're at. The updated line on the Knicks, down 4, catching 6.5. If you believe the Knicks are going to pull it out, plus 240 is a juicy number right now. In-game total, 229.5 juice to the, it was just juice to the under, and it is at minus 122. So we'll see. Right now, a slower pace than what we've seen, and there's goal number 3. We're down 3-0 now. The dam just broke. That's it. Verhaeghe just scored. We're smashed special by Swayman. You put the automatic kibosh on this kid. 5-minute major, and this guy cost him the game. Unbelievable right now. Nobody's guarding Kachuk, and this guy's a sieve. I don't know what they expect, Matias, but that's a loser. We lost tonight. It happens. You know, what are you going to do?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to move on to the next one. We got to build the SGP for the Nuggets-Timberwolves game coming up, Joe. That's what I'm thinking. We move on. We pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off, and we go again. Let's go.
I tell you, and I know who's got a big smile on his face. I already know. Because he picked Florida to win the series. The hockey whisperer, he thinks I don't know. He's probably listening with the earpiece in about 50-degree weather as he watches the Mets play. He's probably eating a hot dog and a pretzel right now. But he's probably laughing that, you know, Tkachuk and Barkov and who did I just say scored? Unbelievable. I mean,
Verhaeghe's just everybody's
around the net. That's it. I mean, you want to take a shot with the 3.5 goal? Is it 3.5? Let me see. Yeah, I thought I saw 3.5 with the Bruins. Yeah, it is. You want to take them? They're going to get blown out again?
I think it's time to move on, Joe. I think this game is dead to me. You know what I mean? I don't need to mess with this game anymore. We need to move on. Let's mess with the Knicks. Let's mess with the Pacers. Let's get ready for the Canucks. Let's build an SGP for the Canucks game, Oilers. Let's move
All
on
right,
to the
I'll
Wolves
do it.
And the
Just
Nuggets.
For
this
you because it's Friday night, okay? Disco night, I'm going to build one for you. You ready? We'll take a shot. Let's take Joker for 30 at even money. Let's take the Nuggets at plus 130. And let's take that goaltender, Scott. What's his name? Slavis? What's his name?
You're thinking of the
Bobby
USC Slovic? Quarterback, Kane Slovis?
Bobby Slovic, the coordinator for the Texans? What's this cat's name? Let me get you the goalie's name. Hang on. We make Friday nights fun. Silloffs. 29 saves tonight at plus 205. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking no sweat token parlay. Why not? They gave it to me. I took it. Okay?
How many saves did this guy make this last game? How many saves did the kid get last game?
I don't care how many he made.
You only had 18 saves.
That's all right. So we altered him up to 29. If the kid's a gamer, he's going to step up. And I took the Bruins plus 3.5
goals. He gave up 4 goals in his last game.
I can't believe that these Bruins are going to go down gutless. I really can't. They got to break through at some point. I mean, just make it lose 3-1, lose 2. Just don't get blown out in back-to-back games, man. You got a suspect goaltender. I mean, you know. 5-minute major hurts. That changes the whole complexity of the game. I mean, really, Lorenz really sold it, too, showing the ref his lip. Amazing. We got numbers here. We got numbers. They almost called you Carver. In next hour, we're going to talk about Saturday baseball. I'll sprinkle in a little golf, but then I'm going to talk a little NFL and college football. I did some work in regards to the college numbers. I think they're intriguing. We'll talk about that when we come back in next hour. Keep it where it is. Carver and Lisi, Friday nights, never better, baby. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know who died young tonight? Love it. Boston died young tonight. The Bruins. I love it, Matias. Let me tell you. You are on point with the music tonight. You know how to get on my good side. Let me just say that.
We lost the Bruins bet. I had to get you back on track. In order to get you back on track, we got to die young, and we need a rebirth, baby. That's what we need. Let's go. We have to pick it up, pick up the pieces, and move on.
You see, that's where we differ. I'm still clinging to, like, the belief that Boston somehow can make a third period, like, push. Like, so I'm still a believer. I'm not dead and buried with this Boston ticket yet. Like, I'm still believing. There's, like, maybe 12% belief, but it's still there. You get me one, I'll be at 30. You get me two, I might be at 65%. So I never quit on a bet until it's dead and buried. 4-0, then I'm done. But you get me to 3-1, we got a shot. So it's critical that Boston does score in the first 5 minutes. They're gutless. offense, Marshawn and all these other, what is it, Pasternak and all these other guys that are non-existent, ghosts, they're ghosts. This guy Swayman's out on an island. He's trying to keep his team in it. Guy's being pelted with everything. Snowballs, I mean, you know, paint guns. I mean, they're pelting this guy. He's under heavy artillery right now. Meanwhile, talk about heavy artillery. The New York Knicks were shot out of a cannon in the third quarter. I don't know what happened. We were following the hockey, but Brunson and DiVincenzo took over the third period again, and guess what? They walk into the fourth quarter with a five-point lead. I can't believe the Knicks are going to do it again. You want to bet the Indiana Pacers right now, don't you?
I do, Joe. You know what? I'm hot. I told you DiVincenzo was going to get those 10 points in the third quarter. He had 17 points in the third quarter, Joe. He was the play. I said it, not you, me.
Whoa.
The Pacers.
Whoa, the kid's the stepping up.
Plus 1.5.
West Coast in the house. Oh, I said it, not you. All right, so what do you want to do? You want to take the Pacers? Look at this. So you want to take the Pacers money line or with the points?
It's only plus 1.5. You know,
what do you mean? It's 3.5. We could get 3.5 at minus 120 or plus 142. What do you want to do?
No, let's
stop
take the
crying.
Points. Let's take the points. Let's take the Pacers plus 3.5.
You want to put it with the golf? You want to put it with Toasty?
No, we should put it with the UFC, baby. Carlos Olberg.
Is this UFC 301?
No, this is UFC St. Louis. UFC St. Louis in the home of the Blues.
What
in
the home is of the this Cardinals. Like? Is this like the AAA affiliate of the UFC? This is not an elevated
no,
event.
No, this is a fight night, Joe. It's free fights, but they're great fights. Violent fights coming up this Saturday.
All right, so we'll talk about that in the second hour. Maybe we could put together something. I don't recognize any of these names. Hour one in the books, and Carver and Lisi, we're coming. We're cranking it up a notch. Don't go anywhere, baby. We're just getting started. Keep it where it is.